body slam.
God damn it. I paid $20. I want a body slam.
Body slam.
What the fuck?
God damn. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That's me.
We went to a
Magnum.
What the fuck is that knocking sound? Whatever. We went to a local independent wrestling show called Magnum Pro Wrestling.
I don't know if you need that stuff.
I don't, but
okay.
It's fine. What'd you think of the wrestling, Colin?
The wrestling was fun.
Yeah.
Like, there's a decent show.
Colin, did they do a body slam?
Jesus Christ, that guy is a fucking moron. So we're sitting. I have a superpower. I don't know if anybody knows this.
Yeah.
I have the innate ability to magnetically attract the most obnoxious super fan
just at the worst
any concert
assholes.
Or sporting event.
Yeah.
And it's not like just when I'm with you. It's fucking constant.
It's always.
Like this one time I went to a baseball game. Yeah. I think it was like a Creighton game.
Yeah.
And there's just a guy the entire fucking game.
Yeah.
Yelling and screaming at like what the pitchers. He's like reading their Twitter feeds to them.
Yep. Perfect.
What the fuck?
The first time I ever the earliest I remember it happening with us together was the TSO concert.
Yeah. The loudest clapper you've ever heard right in our ears.
Right in our ears. And he never stopped. He clapped constantly through every fucking
until I
song.
Turned around and started doing it, clapping behind me.
For
fuck.
Like an hour straight.
Like, I have a lot of patience, too.
Yeah, I noticed. I'm like, bro, just say something to this drunk asshole who keeps walking in front of you. Will you have me my Coke?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. So, I don't know. Because, like, I choose not to say anything because
it's going to turn into a fight.
Yeah, and because I'm not going to be polite about it.
Right.
If I do.
That's fair.
So, and, you know, when you have a group of drunk guys, it's definitely going to turn into a fight, which I really don't want to get into.
We're at this wrestling event, and there's a group of like four dudes. I mean, the youngest had to be in his mid-50s.
No, the guy that kept walking in front of us was probably my age. He might have been a little older.
That dude.
He was late 30s, early 40s.
There's no fucking way. That dude
he was
broken down.
Trevor, he's a fucking alcoholic.
Look at me. I'm 41,
he's
Colin.
You're not an alcoholic.
All right, that's fair.
I mean, we both eat shittily, but, you know, we're not fucking drunks and drug addicts.
I went to, okay, that's
takes
fair.
Takes a toll on you.
This guy looked like he was in his late 40s. How's that?
Yeah.
Their
combined IQ, I could probably count on my fingers and toes.
They were all old enough to not be this kind of like fucking frat boy, first year of college, sloppy drunk, stumbling over each other, like high-fiving each other for shouting at the wrestlers and like throwing up, like, I don't know, man. And then one of them just kept shouting body slam.
Body slam!
Body slam! Yeah, over and
like
over
that.
Again.
Which, I don't know, like, in a way it was kind of entertaining in
itself.
Yeah,
it was funny.
But God
holy
damn.
It wasn't funny because of, like, it wasn't funny the way he thought he was being
funny. I know.
It was funny. It's like, bro, you're 50 years old.
I know. That's something.
And
like
this
a
is your life.
Shouting.
This is how you behave.
That's probably the most exciting thing he's done in the last 10 years, Trevor.
I just can't. How fucking embarrassing would it be to be that old and that fucking sloppy drunk? And like, clearly that's just a normal thing for them.
Like I said at the show, there's people who, when they get off work, they stop at the gas station, buy an 18-pack of Busch Light, fucking go home and hammer it.
So
that's that kind of person.
So body slam friend, his friend was like, who's the teacher in summer school? He looked like that guy, but like fat and drunk.
Summer school? I don't remember that.
I'll look it up for you and you'll know exactly who I'm talking about. Okay. Everybody else, IMDb, summer school, look at the teacher in that. I think that's who it was. Anyway, the point is, he would just like stumble like a toddler to right in front of us.
No, that's the best part about it was he kept rearranging the chair.
Rearrange this chair at the table in front of us and then stumble back over to his friends.
Yeah.
And then do it again. And like every like 30 seconds, he would shift positions from his friends to rearranging the chair.
Because like he was walking closer. He's really getting into the action.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Did you see him get punked by one of the wrestlers?
No.
Really? When those dudes from them fucking like that second to last match?
When the guys were fighting in the crowd? Yes. The eye patch guy and Guster, fuck off.
Cat? No.
Gus!
I don't want you mauling my hand. I'm just sitting here all innocent.
Those guys were actually kind of like, oh, like these guys are probably actually like that guy was missing an eye for realsies.
Yeah, well, like that was actually a fun match.
That was a fun fucking match. And everybody in it was kind of scary.
Those are all pretty fucking beefy dudes.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, these guys all look like they could actually maybe fight. Like,
right.
I wouldn't fuck with. There's a lot of guys at that show that I'm like, oh, I could beat him up.
Yes.
Those four, not really.
When I went up to the bar, I was standing next to Cold Stone Tim Boston.
Yeah, he's like, and, comes up to your nipples.
He's like, maybe my shoulder.
Yeah.
Not a real big guy. Clearly in better shape than I am, but, right. You know. But yeah, like one of those, I don't remember which one it was. They're fighting over by that crowd of fucking yokel.
Yeah.
Retard drunk guys.
Right.
And, one of the dudes stood up cause the fucking, that stupid guy kept walking in front of us.
Yeah.
Was like yelling or something. The dude fucking looked up and yelled at him and he's like, he looked like he was gonna shit himself. And then he fucking, the wrestler walked back to the match. And the guy's like, yeah, I really showed him.
That's funny.
Yeah. It was God pretty fucking damn. Funny. I'm like, dude.
Pathetic.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
You got high-fived by the returning wrestler, whoever he was, and I'm...
I did. He was awesome.
After like, the match, I'm jealous that I didn't get high-fived because he had...
He was fucking great. Awesome. Dude, that spear...
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
That looked fucking brutal.
Jason, one of the fucking 10 Jasons on the card last night.
It's like Jason Spaulding or something. Yeah. I don't know.
He was good, though.
Yeah, he was very prototypical wrestler.
He looked like a wrestler.
Yes, he did. Very, very in shape and large.
Yeah.
The first fucking the Cold Stone Tim Boston versus Shitty Diesel.
Yeah.
So, like, most of the gimmicks that these guys had were just knockoffs of real gimmicks.
Yeah.
Like, old wrestling gimmicks.
Yeah.
Which... is fine just because that's kind of how wrestling goes. Like,
yep.
Every once in a while, you get unique shit, but almost everything's just a rehash of something else.
I mean,
because everything's been done.
The Young Bucks, who are like one of the most popular tag teams in the world, are just a knockoff of the Rockers.
Yeah.
So it's not like not like that's not everybody.
Right. I mean, it's a case of Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
You're not going to come up with anything
creative.
Legion of Doom has happened multiple times. Yeah. You know.
But on the other hand... the guy's name was just Big Mac instead of
Big
Diesel,
Mac.
And he was just wearing, and he's just doing his entire moveset. The guy didn't do anything different. He just...
No, it was just Kevin Nash's Diesel's moveset.
He was just a Kevin Nash cover band, which also I kind of appreciate. I'm like, all right, that's funny.
Except he was fat.
He was fat.
And have leg tassels.
I love that they build him at 6'8", though. I'm like,
I know.
Well, come on.
I mean, he might be an inch taller than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
6'8". Who are you fucking kidding,
well,
brother?
And I especially after that match when I saw Tim Boston, I was like, oh yeah, that dude's not 6'8".
No.
No fucking way.
Not even close.
Like I'm pretty sure the the superstar American guy.
Yeah.
Who apparently part of his gimmick was to be really sad when people booed him.
Oh really?
Or said mean things to him because he like went off, he's like I don't remember what the crowd was saying to him, but
that's funny.
That was pretty fucking funny. But yeah, I was excited because I got to see Cold Stone Tim Boston.
Yeah.
The cryonic man.
He's a tiny little skinny Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yep. Does Stone Cold's moveset.
Yeah.
Comes into his, basically does his same ring entrance.
Except he maybe weighs 150 pounds.
Yeah. He's, he's a very svelte guy.
Yeah,
looks a lot like my brother-in-law.
Yeah,
it
was fun.
But that was.
I enjoyed the whole show. I kind of want to go
really
to
good.
Another one.
I would. I'm down.
Yeah.
I mean, and we definitely have to do a table again.
Yeah.
But let's hope we don't get a table right at the fucking
right at the bar,
right at the pathway everybody needs to walk in at.
Yeah.
God damn. So like the there was that tag team match with the fucking, I think it was that second to last tag team match. Yeah, it was. Those girls who I'm assuming are girlfriends of some of the wrestlers came up and stood in front of us.
The one in the black like mini skirt was there with the eye patch guy.
Okay.
Because I saw them arrive together.
That's right. And then the other girl who did not know where the fuck she was.
Yeah.
And
I assume she was friends with her or one of the other ones.
She kept backing into me and then looking back like, why are you in my way?
Yeah.
Bitch, I've been sitting here for 20 minutes. Yeah. What the fuck? I'm just like, I don't get it. I don't get it, Trevor. I don't do anything.
You're a magnet for assholes, Colin. Why do you think I've been your friend for so long?
God damn it.
You just attract pricks.
I don't. I don't. It's whatever. Fuck it. Fine.
Oh, fine. Fuck.
Also, the other entertainment is just looking at the fucking circus freak site, you know, the carnival freak show
oh my
audience.
God. Bro, if you made a like a Family Guy. If Family Guy did a parody wrestling crowd, it wouldn't be as fucked up actual wrestling crowd. It was...
I really wanted to, like, because Doria, when I was leaving, she was like, you got your ring on, right? I'm like, yeah. She was like, well, I don't want any of those hot wrestling ladies fans to hit on you. I'm like, I wanted to be like, after we were there, I'm like, well, aside from ones who are dating wrestlers, apparently,
yeah,
the only ones who have teeth are very clearly underage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, fuck.
But still dressed like strippers.
Yes.
So, you know.
God damn.
It was.
It's the white trashest fucking audience you'll ever see.
It was something to behold.
It was fucking horrifying, dude.
Oh.
So bad.
We were... Our table of admittedly a eclectic group of white trash in our own right.
White trash autistics.
We're like the most fucking highbrow, classy people. Like,
I know. I kind of wanted to get tea and
no
like drink
shit.
My pinky out.
I'm like, holy fuck, you dude. Guys are really making me feel good about
myself. And my background, my beginnings, everything.
Like sitting here eating mac and cheese out of a fucking butter bowl in a Dick Masterson shirt, and I can look down on all you people. This is wonderful.
It's really fucking bad.
Holy shit.
Like, it's hard to describe.
The thing that really fucking tripped me out is everybody there knew all of, like, they apparently we were the only ones there who had no idea what was going on.
Right.
Because everybody else there knew all those wrestlers' gimmicks, mm-hmm. knew their chants, like, knew who the guy who was returning was, who gave you a high five. Like, everybody there was fucking into it. I'm like, how do you come to this shit every time? Like, I mean, they were recording and had commentators, so you must be able to watch it somewhere, but, like, who follows Magnum Pro Wrestling?
I mean, every fucking wrestling program's got to have its... fan base.
I mean, you're right, but it was weird to see it.
What's really weird is, like, you know, that's those fucking people's, like, that's their one time out every quarter of the year.
Yeah.
Because that's a big chunk of change to fucking pay for that shit.
They sold their fucking food stamps to get those tickets.
Like, you can't do that anymore.
Bro, you can find somebody to sell something to. You can always. There's always a way.
I guess that's true. Just buy meat.
Yeah.
You go buy steaks.
Yeah. It wasn't actually that expensive. The table was $50.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
I think individual tickets were like 20.
Yeah.
Day of the show.
Yeah. If you want $20 general admission day of, I think it was 15 previous. Front row, I think, was a little more if you wanted the ringside seats. But then the reserve tables were $50 for a 4-seater.
We should do it the next time they have a show.
All right.
That bar.
Yeah.
Fucking garbage.
Yeah.
I went up to the bar towards the end. I'm like, I want a black and tan. Me and Fleer were talking about them.
Yeah.
I was going to get a black and tan for each one of us.
Yeah.
And the bartender's like, I don't know what that is. I looked at him and I said, okay. And I turned around and walked away. I'm not ordering shit from you.
You said, my name's Black. His name's Tan. Can't believe you just made that assumption. I was so happy when your sister posted that. Yeah. So I'm like, dude, that's all I... Every time... He complained about his stupid black and tan. I just wanted to be like, I can't believe you just made that assumption.
It's so annoying, man. So fucking annoying. I mean, it's a really simple drink.
Is it not a fancy enough drink for the stocks and bonds fancy pants?
It is either stout or port, which is like Guinness.
Yeah.
And an ale. Stout and port or in an ale.
Yeah.
And you pour the dark one, then the light one on top. The light one stays on top because it's a lighter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Oh.
That's... So you could use Bass Ale, any ale. Doesn't matter. It's literally
two... It's the kind of thing maybe a bartender should know exists.
You would fucking think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to give you any of my money.
That's fair.
Food was surprisingly good.
Food was pretty good. I got a bacon cheeseburger.
I got the chicken bacon Swiss. That was fucking delicious.
It looked good. Yeah, I was all right with that.
So, good time. That going for him. Yeah, it was. I'd do it again.
Yeah, would recommend.
Yes, definitely. So...
Especially if there's more body slams.
You know, next time we go, that guy's going to be just right next to us again.
God, I hope so. I hope so. I hope he buys our table. I hope he's our fourth guy at our table with us.
Fuck.
Oh.
Terrible.
Oh.
Just terrible.
It was pretty.
Yeah. So that was a good time.
Do you,
I got you,
what is this?
I brought you stuff. You remember I went on my vacation? I forgot the last time I was here, I forgot to bring stuff over.
Oh. It is a nice. Is it made from redwood?
Yeah.
Huh? It's a shot glass made from an authentic California redwood from the Avenue of the Giants.
Yeah.
That is fucking cool.
Avenue of the Giants was one of the coolest things ever.
All right.
So. I had got one, and then I saw the other, and I'm like, all right, well, fuck. I'll just do both.
Nice. And it's just a... looks like it's a ceramic shot glass.
Yeah.
That's a cool material.
It is.
It says California Redwoods on it. That is a nice shot glass. Man, I really need to get my shelves up downstairs.
Yeah.
I really need to get my downstairs set up so I can put all these shot glasses up. You're going to shit yourself when you see how many I actually have.
I know. Because it's been... Since I saw your shot glasses last, it's been probably 15 years, and you had a shitload then.
Yeah.
So, is that the Monster House is the last time I saw all of them?
Yep, yep.
So, however long ago that was.
2006.
So, yeah, 15 years.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're old. Look at them apples.
We are old.
I know. Fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I went over to my dad's last night.
Yeah? Did you take him an inflatable Star Trek Enterprise D pool float?
No.
Oh, you should have.
It's $50, and it's going to get popped. It's not worth $50 for that joke.
It's not a joke, and I think your dad would really appreciate it. And I bet you could talk Candy down, because it's probably been up there for a while, because it's $50.
If it's still up there later, maybe I'll get it for him for Christmas, or his birthday's next month.
There you go. Birthday.
We'll see. We'll see.
Because at least with a birthday present, you can buy whatever the fuck you want and be like, it doesn't matter that I got you something stupid.
Yeah.
I spent good money on it.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's good money. That's a lot.
What else are you going to get them?
That's fair. I was thinking about getting him that video game Subculture. No, wait. Subnautica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because he used to play a game called Subculture that was similar that he very much enjoyed. So
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about picking that up for him, but I don't know.
Cool.
But I go over there last night. We went swimming all day. And then Jupiter was really, really bright last night.
Yeah.
So we were looking at Jupiter through his big-ass telescope. And there was one of the moons of Jupiter was transitioning. So you could see this little just fucking solid black dot in front of it. Looked fucking cool, man.
That's pretty cool.
It was very surprisingly clear and in focus, too, considering how shitty the light, because it was right by the moon, which was full and stupid bright.
Yeah.
And just hazy as fuck.
Pretty cool.
But, yeah.
Sounds fun.
It was cool. Telescopes are cool.
I sat at home and made brat burgers and
nice.
Did nothing else.
I cooked a brat over an open fire, just stuck it on the end of a
nice.
Marshmallow skewer and...
Very nice.
Fried a brat up like that. I think that's the way you're supposed to cook brats, actually, it turns out.
Yeah, you can. It's fine.
It was pretty good. Smoked a cigar.
Nice. Sounds exciting.
It was a good night. It was a good evening. Man, I've done very little else other than the wrestling since we last recorded. Like, I didn't fuck all last weekend.
I've not done a ton just because I've been fucking trying to coordinate getting my house fixed.
Yeah.
Because fuck.
Because wind storms.
They're going to replace my roof, though.
That's cool.
So that's fucking awesome.
That's very good.
Oh, shit.
What do you got?
Oh, Dan sent me a text.
Oh, this makes for good show. Just texting on your phone and leave all this in. Because why not?
Yeah, why not?
Fill in time. Fill in time like we're morning radio.
Yes.
Uranus. Pop, 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 pop.
Watch the movie.
What movie?
I watch a movie called The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay.
With Samuel L. Jackson and Ryan Reynolds.
All right.
It's pretty funny. Good movie.
I'm in on that cast.
Ryan Reynolds is a he's a AAA rated bodyguard. You know, so basically he protects people.
Yeah.
They pay him money and he protects them. And Samuel L. Jackson is like a contract killer. And their paths have to cross, and Ryan Reynolds is supposed to protect Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
And it's goddamn funny because Samuel L. Jackson is very careless, and Ryan Reynolds is like, oh, boring is good.
Okay. Worth watching then?
Yeah.
All right, I'll check it
Definitely
out.
Definitely worth watching. I don't know if it's on anything for free. I think we ended up renting it from Amazon, but
not above that.
Because I think they're, I think the Hitman's Bodyguard's wife, or whatever. Anyway, there's
That's
a
totally
there's a,
different
there's a
movie.
Sequel. No, no, there's a sequel to that movie.
Got
it. And because Salma Hayek was Samuel Jackson's wife in it.
Oh,
so I think it's a movie with her.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's still getting work.
Yeah.
I think the last time I saw her in anything was fucking Dogma.
Jesus. Yeah, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Haven't really watched it. I mean, I watched some TV shows. New season of Atypical came out on Netflix. It's a show about an autistic kid. It's pretty funny.
All right. I spent too much money on something that I didn't need this week.
Oh God. What now? It wasn't apparently a fucking Enterprise floaty. No.
It also wasn't that I spent too much money on. I bought a box of fucking Warhammer 40,000 orcs, but it's had a new rule book. I wanted to make an orc
Jesus
army.
Jesus Christ, you're a nerd.
So I was up at Walmart debating whether or not I wanted to pick up. They released The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword on the Switch. And I never played it because, you know, I haven't had a Nintendo since the GameCube. So
right.
I'm picking up all these Zelda games I never got around to that come as they come out on the Switch. It's not very good.
No.
Not yet. I'm still playing it. It's not terrible, but the controls suck.
Oh, gotcha.
Because it was designed to play on a Wii, so it's all motion controls.
Dumb.
But then adapted to play, basically use the joystick. And it takes a while to get used to. Once you get used to it, it works pretty decent. But it takes some getting used to because, you know, because all the enemies, because it was designed with the motion controls, the enemies are all like patterned to where you either have to slash straight up and down or left and right or at a diagonal. So you got to flick the joystick whatever direction you need the sword strike to go to kill the enemy.
Can you not use the Joy-Cons?
You can. You can play it like that if you're an idiot and want to play it like that. It works fine. I played a little bit of it Jesus. Like that. But here's the part where it comes in where I spent too much money this week.
Oh, no.
So I'm up there looking at that, and there's a little demo kiosk that you can fuck around with for Switch, and it has a Nintendo Switch Pro controller hooked up to it. Bro, that controller feels good.
Yeah, I know.
It is ergonomically fucking perfect.
So you spent $80 on a pro controller?
Yeah.
Should have spent $30 on the fucking third-party one, which are just as fucking good. I have one. It's awesome.
Yeah. I believe you.
It's genuine. I think I told you about that months ago, and you're like...
I believe you, but I will never buy a third... I learned my lesson from 30-party controllers...
20 fucking years ago.
Yeah, and I'll never forget it.
Jesus Christ.
I'll never forget Mark crying and throwing tantrums because his shitty controller didn't work.
Those controllers were junk.
Goddamn. That controller is so fucking comfortable that I'm going to go back and replay through Super Mario Super Mario Odyssey and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild just to play with a good controller.
Yeah.
Because fuck, it's comfortable.
Yeah, it's good. They're good controllers.
Wow. Weighty. Just the form is great. The D-pad is as good as a fucking Super Nintendo D-pad. It's awesome, man.
Yeah, they're good controllers. I like them a lot.
It was a lot of money, but I
had the Wii U Pro controller as well. That was a good one as well.
I regret not buying one when I bought the Switch.
Yeah.
But I got one now. So whatever. It gives me I'm playing through Super Metroid because I'm like, oh, now that I have a D-pad, I can play fucking these Super Nintendo games that are on here.
Oh, yeah.
And they feel good.
They suck with the analog.
They fucking suck with the analog, and then you can't use the buttons
on the Joy-Con. Yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty dumb. I stopped at my favorite local recycling place, and they had a bunch of video game consoles, and they had PS3s for $30.
Ooh,
or $40.
Still.
So I picked up a PS3. It's one of the
slim or fat.
It's one of the slims.
Okay.
Not the super slims with the slide. Yeah. It's like one of the slightly bigger ones. It's like the second or third iteration of them.
Yep.
So anyway, I picked that up for $40 and grabbed... I think I got it because there was like one game sitting on their shelf that I'm like, oh, that sounds like a fun game. It's the fucking Sega game.
Did you not already own a PS3?
I've never had one.
Really?
I had one that was broken.
Hmm.
What the fuck is that game called? The game, it's a Sega made game, like, kind of World War II fucking, like, snipers, but it's, like, anime-ish.
Oh, I have no idea.
Fuck, I can't remember the name of it now. God damn it. Well, anyway, then today, I also picked up, like, Mario Party 7, which, for $3, which the fucking game sells for way too much money.
Yeah.
Because... apparently, now's the time if you have fucking old 32-bit and 64 128-bit games that you don't think you'll ever fucking play again, look them up and then try to sell them because they're worth a fuck ton of money right now.
Do you want to borrow some PS3 games?
Well, no, because when I went to... I took a bunch of games. Like, I had 4 Saturn games and that Mario Party that I took up to Candy.
Yeah.
And he gave me credit for them. And I'm looking around. And I got the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus remaster.
Nice.
I got the
Nino Kuni?
Kuni.
Curse of the White Witch or Wrath of the White. That's a pretty good fucking game.
I remember you talking about it. That's why I picked it up.
For some reason, I've never beaten it, but it's like, oh, this is a real JRPG. Yeah. I miss these and I wish they still made them. And it's fucking great.
And then I got the... fuck, now I don't remember what the name of it is. It's an old... I think it was an old PlayStation 1 RPG, but there's 2 of them. Anyway, it was re-released on the PS3 in a box set.
Nice.
So I picked all those up, and then I had to... The PS3 I bought didn't come with a controller.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, Candy, you got any controllers? She's like, well, I got these generic ones. I'm like, fuck. That's it? He's like, if you don't like it, you can bring it back. I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop at some thrift stores and see if I can find any, but...
I might have an extra PS3 controller if you want.
Yeah.
I don't. I have extra PS2 controllers. Wait. Yeah.
I have tons of those.
Wait, maybe. I don't know. Let me. I don't know if I do or not. Let's look.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I got those. And I also picked up a PS2 Fat for $30. I was like,
That's cool.
I mean, I already have one, but I'm just going to.
But they're good to have around.
Oh, and it came with. Network adapter too, which is awesome.
So you want to play SOCOM 2 is the words I'm hearing out of your mouth. You want to get online and play some SOCOM 2.
It can be done. There's fucking there's a way to do it. There's private servers for it.
SOCOM 2 always had like you do.
No, they ran through Sony.
Did they?
Yep, and they killed them.
Oh. Yeah.
So it was served on like individuals' network, like your PlayStation.
Yeah.
But it all went through Sony.
Got it.
So when Sony was like, oh, we're not doing that anymore, it killed all of that. So that's now there's a workaround to do it.
Sure.
It's kind of a pain in the ass. And there's not really a lot of people on there. Like at certain time late at night, you'll find like, you know, Desert Glory filled up.
Fuck yeah. Well, what else would you need?
Well, and the problem is getting into a fucking game.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Because there's not enough people.
Or the problem is getting into a game and a guy just shooting grenades at the end of his gun, like, at rapid fire. Because by the time we stopped playing that game, it was already nothing but hackers.
Yeah, I know. Fucking ridiculous.
SOCOM was fucking awesome.
It was.
I miss when shooter games were good, Colin. Why don't they make good video games anymore?
I mean, they do, but just not those.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why, like, I don't understand why Modern Warfare and Battlefield games are so fucking popular.
Yeah.
Like, I've played them. They're...
You know what's actually, well, not so much anymore because it got too fucking bloated with fucking retarded shit, but Rainbow Six Siege was really good for a while for that kind of a feeling of a game.
Yeah.
But then they, like, you know, because they got to make money, and they make money by selling new characters who have special abilities. Yeah, and the first sets of guys were like, this guy has a hammer so he can smash through walls. This guy has extra reinforced walls. This guy has, you know, like reasonable, like this guy has a fucking camera he can mount over here. And now it's like, this guy can shoot fucking lightning through walls that reveals all the players and stuns them. And like, this guy has fucking some magic. This guy turns invisible. They went from like just small scale rational things to like basically being the fucking X-Men, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you have that's that.
You have any news stories or anything?
Oh, shit. I actually think I might have something here. Hold on a second.
For our Colin Brings In News Story segment. I wish I could make what do they call that? Like a fucking old modem sound. I'm just filling time here while he searches his phone. Not to tear the fourth wall all the way down. This is when Who Are These Podcasts finally gets around to us. I hope this is the episode they listen to. They'll be like, oh my God, you guys are fucking awful. And I'm like, yes.
Garbage.
Yes, we are.
Garbage. fucking nope. I mean, I guess I don't really have much of anything.
Holy shit.
Just, no, I didn't really argue with anybody on the internet. Been kind of avoiding that.
Smart.
I keep seeing posts, and I'm like, I want to say something, but clearly that person is too dumb to
it's too dumb engage to exist. With. Yeah.
Because it's just going to not evolve into anything useful.
That's fair.
Internet's terrible. We should ban it. We should have a license to get on it.
I've been saying that.
I know you have.
Since the internet came around, I'm like, oh, this is the worst thing we've ever done as a society.
Yes. Agreed.
We should definitely stop this. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Here we are. So. We did it. I guess I can just go straight into emails.
That's fine.
We've got a pile of emails.
Nice.
This first one is from Mimsy. She says, hello. We actually did have a windstorm worse than the most recent one. In 2009, we had a storm that took out over 200,000 homes with electricity, and I believe it took a couple of weeks to get full restoration. I don't remember that.
I don't either.
But I was living in an apartment at the time. Our power never went out.
I wasn't. And yeah, I don't remember anything that bad.
That's fair. I mean, I believe her because...
I don't.
I'm
going to go ahead and say send in proof.
Yeah, Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah. I don't think it happened. You know what I think it is? I don't think it was as widespread. Like,
yeah, it was more like, so it was 200,000 people, but more focused? How many people were out this time?
It was more than 200,000.
Was it?
Yeah. I initially read that it was more than the October storm in 97.
Oh, that one was crazy.
That was crazy.
That one I remember.
Yeah, you know why? Because it happened.
Yeah, well, that one I remember because there used to be, you think there's a lot of trees in my yard now. There were twice as many trees before that October.
Speaking of Mimsy, so we there's on my phone. I'm like, I'm playing some games.
Yeah,
and there's a game I play called Retro Bowl. It's like It's just a shitty little 8-bit fucking football game.
Okay.
Well, they just released Retro Goal.
Oh, it's soccer?
It's a soccer game.
Yeah.
I mean, you take over as a coach and you got to manage a team and then you play games. I don't know. Like, the first season I played, I totally took first place.
Well, it's because soccer's an easy game.
I know. It's like it's not even hard.
It's like if even a dummy like Colin can figure it out, it must be barely a sport.
I'm like dribbling and making headshot goals. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
This is a mobile game?
Yeah.
You're playing mobile sports games? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
It's a good shitter game.
All right, fair enough. Bro, you know what's replaced that for me is my Kindle. I read so many books now just taking a shit. Fuck a phone. I leave my phone out in the hallway now and just have a book to read.
Weird.
It's the best.
Weird.
I've been reading... Since I got that thing, I've read... I'm on my 5th Harry Potter book, and I've read 2 Warhammer 40,000 books. I've just been reading like a fiend since I got it. It's great. It's great for the mental faculties.
Is it?
I don't know, but I enjoy reading books, so I've been enjoying it. Didn't get a chance to listen to the rest of the pod. Well, we gave you a whole extra week. I want to say, Colin, your wedding was baller.
Nice.
Thanks. Food was delicious.
Nice. Thanks.
Thanks for letting us celebrate with you.
Yeah, no problem.
Also, Sporting Kansas City sucks. Do not go to one of those games. Cheers, Mims.
That's a cool-looking stadium, though.
Yeah, but...
And it sucks because she likes the fucking Portland dickholes or something.
She likes the Seattle one.
The Seattle assfuckers.
I don't think that's their name.
Oh, no, sorry. It'd be Seattle assfucker or assfucker Seattle.
Yeah, it would be the second one. What the fuck is a Sporting?
I don't know. You see, the Cleveland Indians changed their name officially.
Did they?
The Cleveland Guardians now. And they have the shittiest looking logo I've ever seen. It is just 2 G's sandwiching a baseball. It's fucking terrible.
Wait, what is it? The Cleveland Guardians?
Guardians.
Why is it 2 G's?
Because they're 2 Guardians. There's Guardians. It's plural.
It's and not a C and a G?
No, they're guarding a baseball, apparently. I don't think any thought was put into it whatsoever.
So
they're just like, fuck, we need a name. Let's just fucking do something.
I mean, like, the one that's just football team is better than that.
So yeah,
they put more thought into Washington football team than that fucking dog shit. So what are we supposed to do about Major League now?
I don't know.
Are we just not allowed to watch Major League anymore?
Apparently not. You can't call them the Tribe anymore, which is really annoying.
Poor Charlie Sheen.
Actually kind of a cool nickname for a team, the Tribe.
Well, now you call
Chief
them...
Chief Wahoo doesn't exist anymore.
The Guard...
The Guardians.
Ugh.
If they'd have come up with something neat,
yeah,
whatever.
They might as well just call themselves Cleveland Baseball Team.
That would have been better.
They were going to go zero effort, go all the way zero effort,
and they
could have
just had a baseball glove and a bat and a baseball. Oh, wait, that's fucking Milwaukee Brewers logo. Oh. Never mind.
Shouldn't it be a beer if they're the Brewers?
No.
Fleer writes in. Subject... Body slam!
That's gonna pop.
No text. It's just that.
Just that.
Just subject body slam.
No, you can't have my hand, Guster.
But it looks delicious. Gus, fuck off. Hey, fuck off. And Fleer writes in again. He says, on the subject of zoos. Hey, loud neighbors. On a previous episode, Colin mentioned that the zoo in Northern California had animals like pigs and deer. So exciting.
I mean, we had that in our petting zoo.
Yeah.
But like...
Also at 4-H.
That was like a small part of the zoo just so kids can interact with animals.
With pigs and goats. While that seems silly, it reminds me of the fact that I hadn't seen a coyote in real life until I went to the Havana Zoo. I had always heard them in the distance, but never saw one.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, if you see one, you're fucked because it's pack of brothers are going to eat you and your dogs.
I just saw a fucking video of a guy on his back deck and you just hear all these coyotes fucking howling, making all this noise. And he's sitting out there and all of a sudden he just farts and they all fucking dead silent. They all just stop like.
I was hanging out down at my dad's house like a couple months ago, just sitting in his backyard around 8 or 9 or 10 at night, like the sun had gone down, and just whoop, 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 just fucking a shit ton of them just mobbing through Bellevue, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, fuck, I hope nobody has, like, their dog outside, because...
Yeah, they're fucking gnarly. I saw a fox yesterday walking my dog.
Yeah?
That's kind of neat.
Nice.
Don't see foxes super often.
April says she gets a lot... There's a lot of those in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah. My cousins are from New Jersey, and the first time they came out here, they were fascinated by farms and seeing cows in real life, too.
Weird.
I guess, like, if you grow up somewhere where there aren't animals.
No, but see, here's the thing. In Northern California, those animals are all there. They have raccoons and deer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not, like, an exotic animal for the area. All it's right. just...
Like, I guess if I saw a buffalo, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool. It's a whole ass buffalo.
Yeah.
That's a giant monster.
Sure. But.
Yeah. Oh, a pot-bellied pig.
Yay.
There used to be a guy around the corner from me who had a pet pot-bellied pig. Anyway, that's all I had to talk about from the last episode. Some life updates for me. As you may know, I started a new job this week. It's fully remote, so I never have to wear pants again. The problem is, being an extrovert, I'll have to find new ways to be around people and get my energy back.
He wants to hang out with us.
I will switch you jobs and lives. Like, you can come work in public and hang out with people, and I will bury myself as deep in a hole as humanly possible and never speak to humans again.
I mean,
be all right.
I'm guessing his job involved an education.
I mean, a Fleer can do it.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
He seems like a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. So I guess we'll have to get together and play a thing. There's a new edition of Kill Team, Warhammer 40,000 Kill Team.
Yeah.
Coming out late August, early September. The rules appear to be very streamlined.
Yeah.
Kind of simplified.
Hmm.
It seems like it's going to be an even... Like, Kill Team was already a quicker playing game, but not a simplified game.
Yeah.
This seems like it's going to be probably a quicker and much more easy to pick up type game. And I've already got multiple teams built up.
I mean, I totally have that one team that dude helped me pick out that I've never painted.
Yeah. Well, build them and paint them.
I should do that.
I mean, you just have the three guys, right?
It's
just like a three pack of... I mean, I've got a bunch more of those guys that I could build for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also I've got a fucking orcs and space marines and...
Sure.
More orcs and a bunch of other shit
more
I
space marines.
Can put together. A ton... I've got like four or five other things I could make kill teams out of if I just build them.
Right.
But I think I'm going to try to teach everybody to play that because it seems like instead of there being 100 fucking dice rolls for every fucking fight action, it looks like there's going to be two.
No.
Like you roll to attack and there's not going to be a shit ton of modifiers. It's going to play more like, modifiers add or subtract dice instead of add or subtract to the roll. So instead of plus one to attack, adding like you roll your dice and if you got a four, it's a five now, you just roll extra dice and it's always hit on four or whatever your stat is. So it seems like it'll be easier to just pick up and understand without having to memorize how 10 dice modifiers stack on top of each other, which is most of what Warhammer is.
Yeah.
Is remembering every single dice modifier you need to use and figuring out how much you have to roll afterwards. So yeah. We should get into that when it comes out. Andy, that can be how you come be social.
I'm gonna smoke some meat next weekend.
All right.
So, you know, people wanna enjoy
what time?
I mean, I'm just gonna smoke meat.
I mean, what time will this meat be smoked? What time will you be having? What time will you have folks over?
I'm going to try to have it all done and ready to eat by 5.
Okay, that's what I need. Because we're supposed to be going to the drive-in.
Yeah.
Because April's never been to a drive-in. So we're going to go watch the Rock movie at the drive-in.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. I mean, has that Rock movie ever been terrible? They all should be, but have they ever been?
This one actually looks pretty terrible.
They all look terrible.
No, they don't.
Bro, you're going to tell me you watched the Jumanji trailer and you're like, this looks okay.
Yeah,
or
it looked funny.
It looked like four asshole teenagers getting sucked into an Atari 2600.
And it was hilarious.
I bet this will be too. Because that movie looked like it was going to be the worst pile of shit ever made.
It did not.
Oh my God.
Because it had Jack Black in it. That's why it didn't look bad.
God, I hate Jack Black.
I know you do.
Question for the week. Who is an actor you cannot stand? Like, you'll turn off the movie or show as soon as you see them.
Benicio del Toro. Fucking really? Hate him. Can't stand his face.
Wow.
He creeps me the fuck out.
But Fear and Loathing is so good.
Nope. The scenes in Snatch I fucking hate with him.
He's fucking great.
I know, but I hate the scenes with him.
All right, that's weird.
It's not weird
that you hate that guy so much.
He's creepy as fuck. He looks like he rapes baby seals.
All right.
I don't know.
I like him.
Nope.
I like him in that movie, and I like him in Fear and Loathing.
Nope. Can't do it.
Frankie fucking Four Fingers.
Nope. Can't do it. Ugh. And his voice in that movie is the worst.
Booby. I probably know a lot that you don't.
Fucking. Nope.
All right.
Can't do it.
Jack Black. Fuck Jack Black. He sucks.
I would rather have Jack Black in every Benicio del Toro role.
No.
It'd be great.
No, because now I kind of want to see Benicio del Toro as Nacho Libre. I think I'd watch that movie.
That movie was fucking stupid.
Oh, Jack Black in a movie that was stupid?
He's in a lot of stupid movies.
What about the one where him and Tom Green are trying to steal college money to fucking send his trailer trash kids to college or whatever?
Okay. There's one line in that movie that's fucking great.
Yeah?
And when Tom Green's standing outside and that chick walks out and calls him an asshole, he's like, did you just call me a casserole? And she said, no, I called you an asshole. He's like, I thought you said casserole. He like argued with her about it. I don't know why. Just fucking funny.
To be fair, I do like Saving Silverman, which is a Jack Black movie.
Yeah.
That's a very funny movie. And Arlie Ermey's in it. And Arlie Ermey's like, what'd you do about her? And Jack Black's like, we ate her.
You ate her?
It's the perfect crime.
Yeah. I don't know. I get why there's things about Jack Black you don't like.
Yeah, he's fucking intolerable.
He's pretty funny in some shit.
He just go.
I mean, I fucking love Tenacious D.
He's like the worst parts of Adam Sandler, but that's all he is.
Oh, God, no.
He plays guitar and goes, skibbity-doo! Oh, skibbly doodly doo. I'm the worst parts of Adam Sandler. That's
God,
me. I'm Jack Black.
Oh, jeez.
And then he makes that stupid face where he looks just like Rick.
That's why you fucking hate him.
That's why I hate him.
God damn it.
That's why I hate him.
Fuck.
Can't stand him.
I get it. Never mind. Yep.
Have a good weekend. Make good decisions, says Andy. All right. I guess.
Oh. Also that Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah.
The antagonist in it.
Yeah.
Gary Oldman.
Ooh. Well, now that's all you had to say. All you got to ever say to me is Gary Oldman.
Right.
You can also follow Gary up with Sinise and I'm probably going to be in.
Gary Sinise is awesome.
Yeah.
He's not in enough stuff.
No,
he's
not.
I don't understand why he decided to just do CSI fucking
money. I bet they pay him really well and he probably doesn't have to
they
move.
They must.
He probably just can live one place.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Yeah. He did a made-for-TV movie about George Wallace that is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary Sinise is a fucking awesome actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a lot of Broadway shit, but...
Well, I can't see that. I'm not going to...
No, I know.
Broadway. I'm not paying $300 to watch somebody sing at me.
What?
What, am I an idiot?
What? Fuck.
I would go see the South Park. What is it?
The Mormon.
Book of Mormon. I'd go see Book of Mormon.
Yeah, that's supposed to be really funny.
It was here a couple times. I don't know why I didn't go. I should have.
Probably because tickets were stupid.
I think they're only like $50.
Really?
I could be mistaken. It's been years.
Oh, fuck. That's right. I got to look that up. Joe Rogan's going to be in Des Moines.
Yeah.
So look up tickets for that.
I hope he talks about DMT and fucking laying in deprivation tanks for 3 hours.
I don't know why people think that's all he talks about.
Every time I've turned on an episode of that stupid show, he's been like, bro, let me tell you about my deprivation tank. And then like after 45 minutes of that, he just goes, did you watch the MMA last night? I'm like, oh my God, I can't. Who listens to this shit?
It really depends on his guest.
I guess.
Yeah, it does.
I believe you, but fuck.
And his stand-ups aren't anything about that. Have you watched any of his stand-up?
Maybe.
It's fucking hysterical.
I don't know.
It's really goddamn good.
I believe you.
Like, his last one, pretty fucking fun. I mean, like, he had one stand-up where he was talking about Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And he was just talking about, like...
So he was instantly talking about MMA.
Well,
so, okay.
I mean, naturally he would, but he was talking about how, like...
Brock Lesnar should do DMT and get a deprivation tank.
He's just talking about how, like, Brock Lesnar's just a fucking monster of a man.
Yeah.
And, like, if he wanted to, he could just, like, fuck you and use you as a condom to fuck something else. Shit right. Like that.
If you want to write in, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Yeah.
That's the email address.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the emails. You got anything else, Colin? You got anything else you want to add? Anything you want to lay on top of this one?
Nah.
All right.
No.
What? What are you looking at over there? Oh, you want to talk about your... Oh, fuck. I forgot about this exists. So, tune out now. This is just for Connor. Connor prints out Nerf guns, he modifies Nerf guns, I guess would be more accurate. He buys Nerf guns and modifies them to make them more dangerous, I'm guessing.
Yes. More dangerous.
I
think the fucking best part. So, like, the gun he got for me, he did a modification. He had it the other day, and it's, like, designed to be used by girls.
Yeah.
And he was showing it to me, the modification he did, like, doubled the capacity of it, and the thing shoots fucking ridiculously hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's pretty cool, but they're terrible looking. So
I mean, it is ugly.
He took one apart and is got it back to me to give to Trevor to paint. But he also brought over his shotgun that he bought, which is a custom-made Nerf shotgun. It's a pump shotgun.
Yeah.
So it's got shells. You load into the tube. You go click, 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 put all your shells in, pump it. It loads one into the chamber. And the fucking shells he uses, you can put different shit in there.
Yeah.
So he's got one that uses that will fire the balls out.
Right.
It's got another one that'll fire like half darts. Got another one that'll fire the fucking full darts.
All right.
And he hands it to me and I'm fucking shooting this thing. And like one of them, like the long dart on it, you fucking fire that thing from my patio, smacks my back fence. Like, Jesus Christ.
Colin's got a pretty big yard for those who that doesn't mean anything to.
Yeah. Fucking cool as shit. I was like, all right, I guess that was worth the $180 you spent on a Nerf gun.
So we're gonna have Nerf gun wars with him.
Fuck, man. I don't know. He needs to do it.
All right.
He's like got this fucking... I don't know if he modified it or not. He's got one... So they made Nerf guns that shoot balls.
Yes.
Little foam balls.
And I think they used to shoot balls before they ever shot darts.
Well, he's got one of those that I don't know what he did to it, but the fucking thing hurts when you get shot with it.
So here's what we need to do, Colin. We need to find some pallets or hay bales or something. Make a nice little paintball course in one of our backyards.
Yeah. I mean, yours would be better because mine has dog shit all over
it. And then we got to play Nerf.
I mean, that'd be fucking awesome.
We got to build some terrain and have a Nerf gun war.
That'd be pretty fucking awesome. All
right, this is happening.
All right, sweet.
Dope. All right, you got anything else?
Nope.
I will get that painted for you once I figure out a good way to paint it.
Sweet.
All right, thank you for listening. Go to theloudneighbors.com, facebook.com/theloudneighbors. rate us on iTunes? Is that a thing people still do?
I don't fucking know.
Don't rate us on iTunes. Go to Who Are These Podcasts, give them 5 stars, and tell them to come review us.
Oh my God. Do that.
All right. Bye.